You are listening to Phantha Tracks.
It's time to spin round the rim. This is Desert Planet Discs. Star Wars music in a single file. Here are your hosts, Carl Bayless and Greg Robertson.
Said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec. Please lower your blaster.
Have them lower theirs first.
We have you 4-1.
I like those odds.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, hot dang. It's time for another Mandalorian special episode of Desert Planet Discs. Kicking off the show this week, that was our brother Level Up Leroy with the Level Up Leroy Mandalorian Has Spoken remix. It's a free download. You can go and get it on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/levelupleroy. Give him a follow on Twitch, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, all the websites, /levelupleroy. Give my brother a listen. It's free. Download it. And yeah, what a way to kick off our second Mandalorian special. Greg here, as always, with my partner in crime, Carl Bayless.
Hot dang. How's it going, Greg?
Sir, I have spoken.
This is the way.
This is the way. I'm good, sir. Yeah, how are you?
Good. Yes. Obviously, in keeping with our Mandalorian theme, this is our second Mandalorian special, and Mandalorian Season 2 has well and truly arrived.
And what a kickoff to that show it has been so far. Great.
Yes.
As we're recording this, we are 2 episodes down.
We are, and we will speculate about all sorts of things. We will talk about what's gone on so far. So if you haven't seen the episodes yet... Spoiler alert, spoilers galore.
Spoilers will be happening. Well, so let's kick off with episode 1. What did you think of, or not episode 1, chapter 9 is technically
chapter called. 9. The Mark. First of all, just in saying that, I think that's really clever.
Yeah.
That they've, although it's season 2, it's linear.
Makes like continuation.
It's just the continuation of the story. So many little Easter eggs in there for diehard fans, but I think I said in the review that went up on Fantha, which, by the way, if you haven't read, each week, normally sort of middle of Saturday, maybe Sunday, we're getting Team Fantha reviews up there, so whoever's about and can get a review written and sent in, we're putting everybody's thoughts together as group articles. So if you want to find out what our team thought about each episode, fantatracks.com, keep your eyes peeled for those. But yeah, it was one of those where I think the Easter eggs were great for the diehard fans, but they're also the sort of things that don't undermine the story or don't take anything away from the story if you're not a diehard fan. And you don't know you haven't read the Aftermath series of books, for example, so you don't know who Cobb Vanth is. And yet, they're tweaking little bits of the backstory for characters like that, but it was just brilliant. I mean, action right out of the gate.
Absolutely.
And we finally get to see a crate dragon.
Yes. More sand people, sign language, sand people, sign language. And
yeah.
There's so much cool stuff in that episode.
Yeah, and although the one thing I did notice is if you look at the pictures they've been showing, going, this is a crate dragon skeleton that was seen with C-3PO. You go, that's a hell of a lot smaller.
That's a baby yeah. Crate dragon.
baby crate dragon. Baby crate dragon.
Oh, talking about earworms, my word, come on.
But yeah, really enjoyed the episode. Kicked off a lot of things, and I know fellow Fanta Adam, g'day. He's obviously a very, very big Dune fan, and obviously drew the parallels between the crate dragon attacking the village and surfacing out of the desert. But I think on the whole, it was just a really, really solid start to the second series.
Absolutely. Favreau directed it as well, so
yeah
really good. Obviously familiar armor that we see in the episode, and obviously the long rumored appearance at the end of the episode, again spoilers of a certain Maori actor, Temuera Morrison.
Indeed But which incarnation of himself is he playing?
Yeah, who could it be?
My money's on Fives.
Echo? I don't know.
Yeah.
So where that story's going to go, it'll be really interesting.
Yes. And then, bang up to date, I'd say at the time of recording, we had episode 10, The Passenger.
I am a passenger.
Yes. It's one of those things you always think, oh yeah, should have had the Iggy Pop track. No, they shouldn't. It takes it out of universe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, again, an interesting... Some people have said it's almost sort of another diversion, the story, if you like. I personally, I enjoyed the episode, even though I don't like spiders.
Same club here, man. Arachnophobia is still the most terrifying movie that's ever been.
Yes. Yeah, so if you are afraid of spiders and you haven't seen episode 10, you might want a cushion or a sofa to hide behind. But my only real criticism of it was, as soon as I saw the baddie spiders, I kind of, there was an episode of Rebels.
Yes.
with Kanan and Ezra, which kind of went down exactly that route of they were stuck in a cave and all the spiders came out. And, you know, I get that it's based on old Ralph McQuarrie artwork, but given Dave Filoni's hand in both shows, it just felt like they were fishing from the same pool.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I've had a few friends who are big fans of Rebels and said exactly the same thing. That
yeah. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, Mando is a completely different animal in terms of the potential viewership, and
yeah,
it may not be that many people that watch the Mando have seen the Rebels episode.
Indeed.
It's just, I'm one of those people that, you know, even with the animated stuff and things like that, I try and consume as much of the story as I can. So it just felt a little bit like, oh, they've already done this.
Yeah.
But
it was nice to see Filoni back behind an X-Wing again.
Yes. And
I was
sort of looking and I was like, is this supposed to be the director of this episode? Is it some other cameo, perhaps like a US TV? I know there's been a lot of sort of US TV guys, you know, Saturday Night Live people and comedians and stuff like that appearing. And I was like, is this one of these cameos that I'm not going to get till I read about it on the internet?
Yeah.
And no, it turns out it's one of the 501st.
Which is great. There's hope for us yet, Carl. There's hope
yeah.
for us yet.
There's hope for us yet. Oh, wait till they get the Brown Squadron X-Wings in there.
Hey.
It's only a matter of time.
We had a hat-trick on Sunday, folks.
Yes.
First time, 100% record.
Indeed.
As somebody
commented, we might go up against some real humans next time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, pizza guy might be back to get us.
Yes. But,
I enjoyed the episode. Obviously, seeing the sort of frog lady made me think of the cult classic Roddy Piper movie, Hell Comes to Frogtown, where Sam Hell is the only fertile man left on the planet. If you haven't seen it, folks, go and watch it. It's fantastic. Anyway, that made me think of that a lot. And obviously the spiders were great, seeing them with tie back to Macquarie art. And as we say, it was very similar to that Rebels.
Yeah. And I guess the other question mark that's coming up now is our good old friend Baby Yoda. Is he going a little bit dark? Just snacking on pickled eggs?
He was doing a bit of a cool hand look, wasn't he, in that episode?
Yeah.
Or no hand look.
Yes. Yeah, oh, not.
So far, I would say chapter 10 is my least favourite chapter there's been so far.
Mm.
And it was directed by, was it Peyton Reed?
Who did Peyton Hand Reed, Run? Yeah.
But yeah, it was good, but wasn't enough going somewhere for me from that one.
Yeah, and it just seemed to be like that, you know, the sort of the rebels were chasing him down based on the Razor Crest, and then all of a sudden it's like by the end of the episode they're like, oh yeah, you were involved in that prison break, oh, but actually now we've bothered to spend a bit of time finding out the facts, you actually captured three people off the wanted list and you helped blow up the spaceship station where the fugitive ended up, and you tried to save the life of the rebel commander on the prison ship.
Matt Lander.
They're like, okay, so they're a bit sort of like, shoot first, ask questions later. But hey, there we go. One thing that has sort of continued, and especially with episode 9, is that real sort of Western vibe from the first season, especially the sort of very, very much a Magnificent Seven kind of dusty outpost under siege.
And a marshal.
And a marshal, of course.
Yeah.
But this one didn't have a badge.
No badge, but
no badge.
Armor.
No. although I was saying to some of the other Fanta guys, kind of looked like Boba Fett on a school non-uniform day. It's like some kid in a red hoodie with like some bits of Boba Fett armor on. But there we go.
Speaking of the old Western vibe there, sir.
Yes.
That's just nicely on to the next track. This one you can find on YouTube. It's from an artist called Funk Turkey. This is a song called TIE Fighter in the Sky, The Ballad of Moff Gideon. Get your darksabers at the ready and have a hoedown.
Yeehaw!
Yippee-ki-yay!
The Mando's crew got bushwhacked on one dark and windy day. Their double cross went wrong when lasers blew the wall away. A stormtrooper battalion dug in for a grim standoff. One ship roared through the ragged skies, bringing one bad moth. His eyes were filled with fire and his voice was cold as steel. In armor black and shiny, Gideon made our gang a deal. A bolt of fear went through them as he called them out by name. Jera, Grief, and Din Djarin. And the child was why he came. Gideon. Child guns blazing through the town. The Mando made a break for it, but Gideon took him down. The droid pulled off his helmet quick to fix where he did bleed. It's a good thing robots ain't alive, so he didn't break the creed. In the caves they found an armorer, of Mando's kin. A jetpack and a clan of two she did bestow to Din. The Mudhorn bunch barely escaped when they looked sure to die. Down a riffraff burning fire, IG-11 goodbye. Flats, the Mando showed no fear. On rising Phoenix, up he flew and roped that buck and steer. With guts and grit, Din Djarin kept his foundling safe that day, and he brought low the devil tie, because this is the way.
There we have the western sounds of Funk Turkey with TIE Fighter in the Sky. And of course, one of the other things that almost like it's been planned to coincide with the second season of The Mandalorian are the weekly launches of new merch under the guise of
Just Another
Mando
Monday.
once a week, collectors around the world dive for their wallets and groan in the inevitability of more stuff to purchase.
They have dropped too much Beskar in the last couple of weeks in Mando Mondays.
Yes.
Then I probably should have.
Yes, yeah, so they did a early one a few weeks ago, but then the regular one started up just to coincide with the start of the series. So far we've had the retro collection figures, which look very nice.
Yeah, they were ordered straight away.
Yeah, so those, you know, a lot of people have argued, yeah, but they were never done in the retro collection because the series didn't exist, but get over it, they're lovely.
Absolutely. We had some more vintage collection.
Some more vintage collection figures.
They were also pre-ordered.
I'm now seeing where all this money that you generated from selling Black Series has gone.
Well, it's meant to be going on a Bill and Ted auction on Sunday, but...
yeah.
yes, some pre-orders did happen.
Yes, and Black Series collectors have got off relatively lightly so far. We've had... It was the Armourer and a couple of the others that are coming to the new style mainline boxes. And then this week was the Remnant Stormtrooper.
Indeed.
I did kind of raise the question of, aren't they all Remnant Stormtroopers in this era?
Yeah.
Although somebody did point out to me that Moff Gideon's garrison were slightly shiny.
You also had the Black Series Biker Scout on his speeder bike with the Baby Yoda bag.
Yes.
Previous week.
Punchable Baby Yoda bag.
Punchable bag, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, the Mando helmet was also released or put up for pre-order yesterday, along with a Funko Baby Yoda with his Episode 10 snack box.
Yes. His pickled egg jar.
His pickled egg jar. So yeah, every week between now and, I guess, the end of the series, you will be able to find out lots and lots more lovely merch to maybe put on your Christmas list for old Santa Mando or the Range Trooper Santa.
Have you picked up anything from the...
I haven't. I got the Beskar Mando and the regular Stormtrooper Black Series, and that's kind of been it. The one thing I have ordered, anybody's a fan of the Disney Toy Box figure series, they've done a Mando and Child set. I've got a couple of those, Stormtrooper, Sith Trooper, a couple of others. But then I ordered today the Mando and Child, which is brilliant.
Yeah,
I'd seen pictures of it online and people said, oh yeah, it's in Disney Store now, and it wasn't on the app or the website. But obligatory mention for friend of the show, Martin Keeler, sent me a message to say, oh, have you seen this? So it was duly ordered, along with the wife's Christmas present, which is not Star Wars related, so... Yes.
Well, I picked up a rather fetching shirt last night from a company I'd never heard of before, but I've seen their designs kicking about, a place called rsvlts.com.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for a nerdy shirt. I like to wear my geekdom proudly on my sleeves, and if I can get a button-up shirt, all the better, because it's...
Oh, yes.
I'm a 40-odd-year-old man, and I get told off for looking like a student by my wife. So they had a stunning Mando Montage shirt, which is now sold out. But any shirt that has Queel on it and a blurg is a winner for me. So that one ordered straight off.
Definitely.
But on this topic, I was very keen to order the Mando helmet as well. I'll see how my auction goes on Sunday. And if I've got any pennies left over, I will probably be visiting our friends at allthecoolstuff.co.uk to pre-order one of those bad boys, because... I've got the Poe Dameron helmet and my son's got the Stormtrooper helmet, and the Black Series helmets are really nice for the price.
Yeah.
So that's a tasty looking helmet, so I'm very keen to order that one. So expect
more. Yeah, and a quick shout out to Dave at All The Cool Stuff.
Dave Tree!
He's recently been given access to the mighty Hasbro pre-ordering machine. So, along with lots of the other retailers, In Demand, Star Action Figures, the list goes on with the really good retailers, Chandru's Hut, Geeky Nerd, people like that. If you're on any of the Black Series forums, you'll know all these names. You know, that they are the go-to people for these pre-orders in the UK, but all the cool stuff have now been able to join their ranks. So, nice one, Dave, and show Dave some love. He's a top bloke. He's a top Star Wars man. From stuff that I've ordered from him in the past, the packaging will be nigh on bomb-proof.
Absolutely right, sir. Yeah, and if you're ever in the Fording Bridge area and we're not in some form of lockdown, make sure you give him a visit, because I was lucky enough when in the sort of neck of the woods last summer with the family, visiting some family down there, paid a visit, and what an amazing shop. It is like an Aladdin's cave.
Yes, I was just going to say, the words Aladdin's cave have never been more apt.
Yeah.
It's a top place, and I say, Dave, he's primarily known for his sort of vintage knowledge of all things Star Wars, and of course is the mastermind behind the Farthest From show, which you've heard us talk about, the Empire 40, and you know, fingers crossed there might be another one before the year is out. There's normally a show in December, but if there isn't, then it'll only be down to the fact that it's loads and loads and loads of work goes into it.
Yeah.
And it's that time of the year when he needs to be focusing on toy retailing.
Christmas! Making sure he's got with lots of Baby Yoda toys, because Baby Yoda is going to be the hot product this year.
Yes, yes.
For everything in one location, daily news, reviews, interviews, podcasts, video and social media feeds, bookmark FanthaTracks.com for Star Wars news 24/7, 365.
As well as the shirt, I know you're a bit of an autograph collector.
Yes, indeed. I've been collecting for some time now, and I've kind of decided to narrow my focus now, because I've got most of the main cast from the classic original trilogy and some key point people from the prequels and the sequels that I'm going to focus on The Mandalorian and my Bill and Ted autograph collection. Yeah. This might change, because I change my mind all the time, but I'm saying this is what I'm focusing on.
This is the way.
And I was lucky enough to have saved up some pennies to get involved with a great group of guys at Star Wars Autograph Universe. If you haven't visited them before, check out Facebook. They're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But they've got a website, Star Wars Autograph Universe, where you can order some fantastic stuff for private sign-ins, send-ins, etc. So they've got a lot of the cast from The Mandalorian signing, or have signed and are signing again. So my recent arrivals was a triple signed 11x14 Mando picture signed by Pedro Pascal, Brendan Wayne, the grandson of
John Wayne. Yes.
And Latif Crowler, who does all the kind of martial arty style.
Martial art stuff, yeah.
And also an 11x14 of Gina Carano. Cara Dune. But I have more to come. I got a nice Baby Yoda multi-piece from them earlier in the year.
Did he sign it?
And what have I got? I'm still waiting for Werner Herzog, just signed, I think, yesterday for them. So I've got that to come. Carl Weathers is signing for them either later this month or start of December. Pedro Pascal is doing another signing. The Vista announced today another Gina Carano signing coming up. So yeah, check them out. They're not only Mandalorian signings, they've also got like Ashley Eckstein and Matt Lanter doing signings soon. Regularly have Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver do signings. Check them out, fantastic. Bomb-proof packaging, fantastic service. These guys are the best in the business, really, and Beckett Authentication are always usually at the signings as well, so you can get your items authenticated by Beckett at the same time. So
cool.
Good old Steve Grad and the team.
Yes.
Glad, great guys, and obviously we've got our UK Beckett, Paul Dunn and Dave Godfrey do a great job for Beckett in the UK. So yeah, good time to be an autograph collector.
And even just the artwork that the guys have signed. Greg shared some pictures with me earlier, and it is beautiful artwork. I think it was like the season one teaser posters or something, was it?
Yeah, so I went with the season one character sort of teaser posters.
Yeah, but yeah, all those sort of posters and that artwork is gorgeous anyway, but it was really nicely done shots, and then to get them signed as well is...
Got the Western vibe, I think, the nice kind of sun in that one. That's why I like those pictures so much. So yeah, it was a no-brainer for me. Skint now. I say that as my Bill and Ted auction comes up on Sunday, so
yeah,
hopefully the show's out after that, so there's no one of our Bill and Ted fans listening who might jump in and outbid me on stuff.
Yeah, I'm going for the Blu-ray triple pack.
Yeah.
Which I think is now out early next year.
Yeah, it's out in America today.
Yeah.
We've got to wait a little bit longer here, so.
Yeah, but hey.
I'm holding off because the 4K comes out in the UK and it hasn't come out in America, so there's one where we've been a little bit luckier.
Yes, this is the way.
This is the way.
Which is also a very neat tie-in. It's almost like we plan these things, you know.
We don't plan anything, do we?
Very neat tie-in to our next couple of tracks, both entitled This Is The Way. First up, we've got friend of the show and regular regularly featured, anyway.
Yeah, regular feature, yeah.
Yes, Royce Goodlooks with his track entitled This Is The Way. And then you heard from them in our last episode, the guys from Beyond the Blast Doors and their musical arm, Silver Coloured Knob, with another track called This Is The Way. I Have Spoken.
Boom.
With this Beskar steel that's on my head and the blaster by my side, I will hunt you down in my Razor Crest. There's nowhere you can hide. It's hard to live this life alone, but it's all I've ever known. This is the way. This is the way.
This is Royce Goodlooks, and you're listening to Desert Planet Discs.
So you think I'm some kind of mercenary?
It's cold out here all alone, so far away from the place I once called home. I never cared about anyone or anything. That my next bounty would bring. turned upside down, rearranged when you pulled my finger.
Was the This Is The Way doubleheader, starting off Roy's Good Looks and finishing up there with Silver Coloured Knob. Make sure to check them both out. You can find them on YouTube. Royish, you also find on Spotify, SoundCloud, everywhere you can find music.
Yeah, check the back of the cupboards and down behind the fridge.
Yeah.
Probably there as well.
Fan Dabby Dozy, fairly talented bunch there. But moving on from there, obviously there's been a lot of people upset about our little green friend Baby Yoda. Getting upset, it's, you know, the show's called The Mandalorian and not The Baby Yoda Show. How do you feel about that?
I don't know whether they're trying to redress the balance a bit and wrestle it back to make it more about The Mandalorian, which is after all what it's all about. No, I did jokingly say to people before the series launched, I mean, yeah, I've seen a leak and apparently Baby Yoda dies in episode one.
Yeah. Like, no, they can't do that.
And I went, don't be silly, they're not going to do that. Disney like money.
Yeah. If anything, they're just going to get more baby alien species, baby hammerhead. Baby.
Yes, that's it. It'll be like Muppet Babies.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, how cool would that be? Oh, that's another Disney Plus show. So far, we've got the Max Rebo Spinal Tap.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we've got Muppet Babies, but with Baby Yoda, Baby Hammerhead, Baby Coolio.
Baby Zuvio needs to happen on that as well.
Baby Zuvio, definitely.
You have half a frame cameo.
Yeah, you could probably chuck a couple of those Baby Ewoks in as well for a cute measure.
Yeah, get some Walklings in there.
Yeah.
Baby Gungans.
Yeah. There you go, Disney. Another idea for you. See, we're just an ideas factory.
Digital payment to us at Greg. FatForTrack.com. We've got Bitcoin, Beskar, and all the merchandise you can fit in a big box.
Yeah, PayPal to at Greg and Carl's Black Series Fund.
I've given up on Black Series, it's gone from me. I've sold them all.
Yeah, we'll call it the Black Series Fund, but hey.
I'll pay for the helmet. I'll pay for my helmet.
So I think they're reining back a little bit, but as you always know, certainly with the storytelling that we've seen from Dave Filoni in the past, I think it is just a kind of bit of a reframing. He will come back into it. Not that he's not been in the episodes anyway. You know, it's just taken a little bit more of a backseat to the action. Although he still has one of the top comedic moments in the first two episodes where he twigs that Mando's about to release those flying birds.
Whistling birds, yeah.
Whistling birds, that's it. And he just goes, whoop! I'm staying out of this.
I want Quill back. Can we have baby Quill?
Ah, baby Quill.
That'd be great.
You have spoken.
I have indeed. But on the subject of, we've gone from one doubleheader and we're going on to another doubleheader here.
Yes.
On the subject of Baby Yoda, we have a Baby Yoda cover by Divide Music, a cover of the Chewy Cat song.
We featured in our last Mando special.
Indeed, indeed. And then following that up, we have Baby Yoda by Greg Smith. That was on Facebook.
Yes.
I believe you found that one, Carl.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of people shared it in my sort of sphere of friends, and there's a nice little sort of animated video, lyric video for it. But it's one of those, as soon as you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, like that. So hopefully you do too.
Every task I take just takes me further down into a world of pain. It's so strange to be a ranger, life so angry, but deep down I know that it can never be the same. Destiny won't take away, because I'm at the job.
Toby Jetson, and you're listening to Desert Planet Discs.
Okay, Baby Yoda doubleheader there with Divide Music and also Greg Smith. And rounding out that doubleheader was our former interview subject, Toby Jetson. Thanks for the shout, Toby. Anybody that's interested, Toby and former Little Angels Big Bad Horns alumni Dave Kemp have got a Christmas single coming out called Cheese and Port. And I'm also doing an online gig via Facebook and Instagram on Thursday the 17th of December. I think it's free to join in and watch the gig. I think there's going to be a pub quiz and all sorts of things. Don't know about you, Greg, but I think I'm going to bookmark that in the diary and waddle my way along to it. with plenty of Christmas cheer and probably, yeah, a couple of mince pies on the go as well, and maybe a bit of cheese and pork.
Yeah, I've got a week off that week. In fact, I've got a few weeks off coming up just before Christmas, so I will be indeed tuning in for that. Because one thing, Toby's got us through months and months of lockdown with no live music happening
yeah.
in the real world. So getting to listen to like so Toby do his thing online and our, obviously kicking off the show, Leroy doing his DJ sets. It's been great keeping us keeping the music alive and entertaining people when they need it the most, I think.
Yeah.
Hats off to you gentlemen doing that. Well done.
Thank you very much. And Toby as well has also put out a double CD of his, like the highlights from his kitchen sessions from lockdown one, as we're now lovingly referring to it. And it's just, if you're a fan of Little Angels, as Greg and I both are, it is just wall-to-wall hits. Maybe even if you're not, I can pretty much guarantee there will be lots of maybe nods to Slade and people like that in there. And Dave Kemp is absolutely hilarious as well. Having seen him do a one-man gig in a pub in Scarborough many years ago, he was just, I think there was about 10 people in the pub. And it was just absolutely hilarious.
Toby, if you're listening and you want to do some Star Wars themed Christmas songs, you're more than welcome.
More than welcome to do
any Dark Christmas songs. You'd be a much better job than I did.
I could put you in touch with somebody who's got some Star Warsy themed stuff.
And you'll do a much better job and put me to complete shame, but it'll be great.
of course, that neatly brings us on to as we record, only 5-6 weeks away from the big day.
Ho, 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 ho! Hot dang! Merry Christmas!
It is but a few weeks till Christmas. So if you haven't yet got your Christmas Holiday Trooper Black Series ordered, then... Well done. yeah. I think they actually released those as part of a COVID test.
They've said
one of the symptoms is lack loss of sense of taste. So if you ordered the Sith through the Holiday Troopers, then straight round. Only joking. Collector, they are lovely.
They are.
Not my cup of tea, but hey. No.
If it had been Jawas or, you know, if it had been like the...
Jawa elves.
Yeah, like the Christmas cards of the past that Lucasfilm used to issue and the toys that came out looking like that, I would have been all over it probably. But...
We were talking earlier before we started recording. I've been doing a bit of a sort through of my archives and I found it today, a Yoda Christmas Itty Bitty.
Nice.
Now, again, some people go, oh God, they've tried to cute up Star Wars. But again, it's echoing those Macquarie Lucasfilm cards. I've got a couple of the Funkos as well. I haven't got the Yoda one or the Vader one, but I've got the Chewie tied up in the Christmas lights and then the R2 and the 3PO.
I have the full set, including the Chase variant Darth Vader with the glow in the dark candy cane. So here's me slagging off the holidays.
Yes. And instantly then
Funkos.
We bought Funkos instead. No moral high ground to be had there. Definitely.
I'll go back in my closet in the Grey Star and take a caning.
Yeah, so...
On the subject of Christmas, we obviously have our second holiday special episode coming up, haven't we?
We do. And a bit of a call to action. If anybody has any Christmas track suggestions, please send them in to radio@phantatracks, Desert Planet Disc in the subject line. Because they don't just have to be Christmas tracks. Any tracks you think, ooh, you might like to feature this, either hit us up on Facebook... or get in touch via the email, and we'll give them a listen. And who knows, you may be the next contributory star of Desert Planet Discs.
Indeed, indeed. And on the subject of the holiday special, as we're recording this in 1 week's time, it is the anniversary of the holiday special and the release of the Lego holiday special.
Yes.
So still lots to look forward to, people. Life Day is but round the corner. Watch this space.
Yes, I have to admit, having seen the trailer for the Lego holiday special that's going on Disney Plus, it does look every bit as good as all the sort of previous Lego stuff they've done. I think they've got the cornered the market on Star Wars silly.
Yes.
And it's just the humour really seems to just fit. And fingers crossed, say from the trailer, it looks brilliant. So, 1 week today.
1 week today.
We shall probably have a big watch-along. I know there's a few of us planning a watch-along of the original holiday special.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to that. I've held off watching it so far this year.
Yes.
In anticipation for next week. And I'm looking forward to it. I might even put some eyeliner on to throw on some little X-Wing overalls and put the eyeliner on and get ready to join in the fun.
There you go.
And that brings us to the end of another show.
End of another show already.
End of the show. But next show will be our holiday special.
It will. We
show of festive joy and Brussels sprite farts and Christmas beers, advent calendars.
Yeah, granny getting far too drunk and hopefully lots of Christmas music or festive Star Wars music.
Well, we'll be having some blue milk Baileys or green milk Baileys to celebrate. Oh,
yeah.
Some frog lady eggnog.
I was going to spend the whole of this episode just eating pickled eggs. Intriguing.
Because cannibalism, because my head is looking very eggy in this shot. Not that you can see it listening at home, but shocking behaviour. Anywho.
So, thank you once again to everybody for listening, and hope you've enjoyed the show. Carry on enjoying Mandalorian Season 2, and we'll see you next time for our festive special. This is the way.
This is the way.
Greg has spoken.
And I have spoken. Good night.
Good night. Thanks for listening to Desert Planet Discs. If you want to stay part of the action and up to date on all the latest Star Wars news, check out the Fantatrax app via the App Store on your mobile device.
You can contact us via email at radio@fantatrax.com. Comment, like and share on any of our social media feeds at Fantatrax, and be sure to subscribe. Leave a review, preferably a 5-star one, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify or your podcatcher or smart speaker of choice.
Don't forget to head to fantatrax.com/radio, home of Fantatrax Radio, and follow us on our social media feeds at Fantatrax and bookmark fantatrax.com for all the latest in Star Wars news.
Coming up next on Fantatrax Radio, it's The Fantha from Down Under.